I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. Hercules beetles.
Oh, Eastern Hercules beetles, probably our biggest insect in Virginia.
How big?
How big is big? Well, the males from the tip of their horn to the tip of their tail are probably approaching 2.5 inches in length.
Well, give me a good description of this. When I'm looking at a Hercules beetle, I'm seeing something that looks kind of pale green or tan.
Right. They're kind of olive green with irregular blotches on their wing covers. And the males have two horns. There's one short horn right on the head, which they can move up and down. And then there's a horn on their midsection of their prothorax, which juts out over the head. The females look very similar in appearance in terms of their size and coloration, but they lack the horns.
Are these very common?
Well, Eastern Hercules beetles can be common in some areas, especially if you've got relatively undisturbed woods. Both the males and females are attracted to lights at night, and so often people find them in parking lots, either crushed or lying on their backs first thing in the morning, struggling to get upright and on their way. The males typically will chew off a little bark on an ash tree, causing it to bleed, and the males will stake out those sapping spots in the hopes that a female will come by. And they use those horns like forceps to pick up rival males and drop them off onto the ground. They're mainly active at night, and that's when you'll find them attracted to lights. And if there are undisturbed woods nearby, they can be fairly common coming into these lights. Their life cycle takes about 2 years. The females will lay their eggs in a tree hole of a living tree, and the eggs will hatch, and the larvae or the grubs will feed on the dead wood that's inside the tree hole. They do not harm living trees. And then they will surround themselves in a protective case made up of their own feces, and then they'll pupate inside. This pupation process takes place in late summer, and the adult will emerge a few weeks after, usually in September or October, and then remain inside that case until the following summer when it emerges and goes about looking for food and for mates.
And how big is that pupal case?
Well, the pupal case is not quite the size of a tennis ball.
You ought to be able to find one of those pretty easily around.
Well, I remember after Hurricane Isabel, when there were a number of trees knocked down here and there, I found a pupal case sitting right out in the open on a tree stump in Bryan Park. And I actually took my Swiss Army knife and I scraped a little opening in that pupal case and saw the adult female inside. But I left her in there and she didn't come out until the following summer.
So you kept it?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you keep it and how did
I kept it in a plastic shoebox and just kept her very quiet. And then when she emerged, I fed her a one-to-one solution of maple syrup and water, and she did quite nicely and lived for several months. And eventually I gave her to a friend of mine who breeds Eastern Hercules beetles, among other things, and he paired her up with one of the males that he had found, and he had several generations of Eastern Hercules beetles growing in his basement.
Sounds fun.
Fascinating.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.